Okay, we're going forward. Oh, first an introduction. So you see I sent the thing on the WhatsApp thing, and but basically if you look, we're going to go through the Pesukim over here. You see over here on the, we're on Yud Tes Amud Beis. So we're just going to look at the Pesukim in these Gemaras, right? The ones that you have Pesukim, the ones you don't have Pesukim, you look on your phone, right? So we're just going to read through this to understand the issues going on. Okay, it says V'chosov, right, starting on Pasuk Aleph. You see it? You can look on your Gemara as well. It's on the Gemara in the left-hand column. Yud Tes Amud Beis. You see Yud Tes Amud Beis?
Yeah.
The middle of the column of Hanan, you look at your folks, you haven't got one of those Gemaras, right? So the Pesukim there on the, it's on the left-hand column. It's the fifth block. Torah or Shalem. Says, right, we're just going to go through Parsha Sot over here. It says, by Aleph, V'chosov Esa Alois, Eila, Akoin, B'Seifa, right? We learned that in the second parak, right? Ummocha, and you should erase, yeah, El Me Hamarim, until the bitter waters, yeah? V'hishka Es Isha, oh. So it says over here, V'hishka Es Isha, so it says, give it to, but you find, Avram, you look like you didn't, no, you can go to the Gemara though. See, I photograph from the Gemara, the left. Can you help him? Right. So let's just quickly go again for the people. Right, it says because of us, Allah said, "Elo a coin be saved from Machuel Ma'amorim." Right. So the Vehishka. You see, it says where it says Vehishka. So this is Hishka number one. Yeah. So over here we didn't mention anything about the mincha, and it says you give it a drink, yeah. Esa isha, esa me amarim, hamarim uvo va hamayim amarim lamarim. Okay, and then it says v'locha kakoin miyada isha. Then the coin should take from the yada isha. Es mincha zekinoi. So here comes welcome the mincha. Mincha comes into the scene now. Yeah, v'heinif and is the right es mincha lifnei Hashem. V'hikriv, hikriv means the hagasha. Oiso ela mizbeach v'komat. This is the kmitza. A kohen min a mincha eskarasar v'hiktiv. And then you do the haktorah, right? A mizbecha v'acha yashka. And then you give it a drink. That's what this is the part that Rabbi Shimon brought. But so that sounds like now that the drinking is after the mincha. So es isha es hamayim. And there's a third. There's another pasuk v'hishka. Esamayim, right. So it's also after the mincha. So basically, we've got two hishkas, right? Two pesukim seem to indicate this is after the mincha, and one pasuk that seems to say it's before the mincha.
Doesn't that fit in with what we said before?
Turn around. Torah Sekhemas. Drinks twice. Very good. Very good girl. So maybe okay. So fine. So what's going on? So we're up at the top of the page. Tanner or bottom. Okay, it says Vehishka. Right, so this Vehishka, if you want to write on, I numbered mine 1, 2, 3, yeah? So this Hishka is number 1. Okay? If you want to write on, I advise you to write on, right? Vehishka is number 1. Ma tamaloima. What is a Hishka number 1 meaning? Because Vahalo kvar nema Vehishka. It says, already says Vehishka. And Hishka is the Hishka number 3. Basically, we had droshes before in the Gemara. Basically, we've got a contradiction over here in the Pesukim. One seems to say it's before, one seems to say it's after. So in other droshes we've had, we've kind of found the middle ground. Yeah, maybe you should do it at the same time as the mincha. I don't know, whatever, yeah. But this one, we're not doing that. We're saying that one is dafka and one is not dafka.
It says
v'hishka
twice.
Yes, but this is v'achayach. It says v'achay tashka. Yeah. Fine, but the point is over here. This Bryce over here is going to say that the dafka one, right, is she drinks after the mincha. Okay, so number 3, right, then the third mention is going to be the dafka one. So okay, so I'm just number 2 is va'acha yashka. If you look afterwards, you'll see it's very clear. But we're focusing on number 1 and number 3 now, and then we're going to focus on number 3 and number 2. Right, look. V'hishka, so V'hishka is number 1. Ma'atam alom, halokavar ne'ma V'hishka, which means number 3. and that's the one that's dafka, and that is the one is that that she drinks after the mincha. What is number one telling us? She'im nimchacha megillah, that if it was erased the megillah, okay, but omeres eini shoisa, and she says I'm not drinking. Right, they got to this stage. Right, they already erased the megillah. Hashem's name has been erased, and then suddenly she says, "Oh, now I'm not drinking." Yeah, ma'arin oisa, you pour it in down her throat, basically. Yeah, a mashkin oisa bal korcha, and you force her to drink. Once you got, there's no going back from this stage. Once the name of Hashem has been erased, there is no going back. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. What do you mean? She got warned about 100 times.
Yeah,
no,
but I'm saying, if we should warn her exactly this, if you're going to erase it...
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. Definitely they did. Yeah, they did. No, they did. Yeah. Yeah, if she would come back, if she would say, now I'm Tommy, she wouldn't have to drink. She could always say, I'm Tommy, and she doesn't have to drink.
Right, but then
say... Well,
even now.
Right before, yeah.
So we wouldn't force her, even after the erasing.
Yes, yeah. We only force it if she refuses to drink. If she says, I'm not drinking. She says, I'm not drinking. I say, no, just admit. I'm not drinking. Admit. Oh, I'm not drinking. Admit. Oh. Boom. Sorry. According to Rabbi Shimon. Right.
Should there be some kind of knas deterrent? Because here we were erasing Hashem's name, and then
that's the whole point. We try and push off. We don't try not to erase Hashem's. Yeah.
Once we erase it,
yeah. Then. Yeah. Unless she admits.
That's a real shame. No?
It is a shame.
Yeah.
It's messy as well.
The whole thing's a shame.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, let's carry on. So, Rabbi Shimon Oimer now. For Acha Yashke, so this was the second thing that was mentioned. Matam Aloma, and it's going to do the same format, yeah. Valokavon Nema Vahishka. It already says Vahishka, right, which is number three, and that's one we're saying is Dafka. And so this one's more. Why is it necessary, right? Because both of these two, number two and number three, are after. So Ella, so now the Acha Kolamaisim Kulam. So it's coming to tell you after all of the ma'asim that were done, ha'amur and lamala, the aforementioned things, I mean, before the pasuk about achi yashker, right, basically, then she drinks. I mean, you do everything, you're just saying, you should know, she only drinks after she did everything above. Okay, magid, this tells you, gimel devorim ma'akvin ba. There are three things that ma'akvin ba, so ma'akvin ba of him means prevents her from drinking. Right, ma'akvin ba prevents her from drinking, because that was saying va'acha yashka. Right, the three things that prevent her from drinking, and these are then ad shelo korev a koimetz. One is until you've done the koimetz, right? Then she only can drink after the koimetz. That's Rabbi Shimon. We're going to say the shitosoi. Va'ad shelo nimcha megillah. She can't drink until the megillah was erased. Okay, number three. Va'ad shelo tikabel alaha shavua, until she has first got to accept upon herself the shavua, then she can drink. All these things. So we just said three things, right? We said first you've got to bring the mincha, then she can drink. First it's got to be erase it, then she can drink. And first she's got to take the shavua, then she can drink. Now we're gonna analyze these one by one. Now number one, right? So that was the end of the brisa. Ad shelo korev akoimetz, until she doesn't drink until you brought the koimetz. That was a quote of the brisa, yeah? So now, Rabbi Shimon l'taimei, this is Rabbi Shimon going according to his reasoning, de'oma makariv es mincha sa, she brings her mincha, v'acha kach mashke, and then afterwards you give her to drink. Okay, quoting the brisa again, number two, ad shelo nimcha megillah. Until the megillah was erased, she can't drink. So the Gemara says, wait a second, v'ela my mashkila. What's he going to give her to drink? Meaning, what's she drinking? We're serving her, you know, some water with an erased, you know, megillah in it. So, obviously, she can't drink until you've erased the megillah. Because that's what she's supposed to drink. So, answer the Gemara. Amar Avashi, lo nitzrach, is coming to tell you in a case, right? Lamed is a prefix. And Shin is a prefix, actually. Lusha Rishimoi. Rishimo means its form. Its form. I mean, it's basically the ink. The ink is nika. Explaining like this: what happens if they erased it, and it was just a good solid ink, and it wasn't getting erased properly? So basically, they give it to drink, and then someone's watching her, and they say, "Wait a second, I can still see the writing on it." He says, "Excuse me, we just want it back, please." We're just going to wait a second, dunk it in a few more times. It's totally erased, and say, "Here you go." Publishers, another chance for her to admit. So basically, she only can drink after it's totally erased. I've got brain freeze, I don't know.
There has to be nicotine in the water. We compare it to that blood of a bird, how much blood you need.
I can't remember right now. Yeah, okay. So now. Yeah. Now, next one. Ad shalo tikabel alao shavua. Right? So the third thing mentioned in the Braisa, she has to accept upon herself a shavua. Okay? So the Gemara says, has a problem with this. Mishta hodulo shasya. She can't drink until she's accepted the shvuah. Sounds like a diuk. Ha, michtav kasvila. But it sounds like you could write it before she accepts upon her the shvuah. We've just said over here, she can't drink until she takes the shvuah. So make a diuk. Ah, but you can write it before she makes the shvuah. You can write the Megillah.
Right, you can't.
Okay, but then the Gemara says, wait a second, we learned earlier, Vahama Rava, Megillah Soita, a Megillah Soita, Shekosva, that you wrote it, Koidim Shetikabel al Shavua, before she accepts upon herself to the Shavua, Lo Asav Alochlum, she didn't do anything. Okay, so that's a bit it's incorrect, the Diuk. So the Gemara says two, Kedi Nasva. Kedi means for no reason, Nisba, it was mentioned.
I mean, it's number three.
Number three.
It's not.
What? For naught. Thank you. For naught.
Meaning your deer is not a
deer. No. The deer is the deer, but it's just the. It was meaning because this wasn't written for naught. It wasn't written in order to make a deer from it. It was just like, you know, maybe to make a group of three or something. You know, it's not really.
That's
not so exact. This is not so exacting. Now, but my.
There's only two things in
Samarkand. Yes. But my. Very good, bro. But my Kimiflegi. So now, what are they arguing in? So now, this is going now on. Yeah, we're just going to finish off. We're pushing for this because it's going to be easy if you see it all. It's easy if we see all this, right? But my Kimiflegi, we're not going to go to the end, right? What are they arguing? So now, over here, but my Kimiflegi means in the Mishnah. Means the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. Okay? Now, Tlosa Kroik CV, the three psukim that are written, right? We've basically done this, yeah? Right? The Hishka Kama, this is the first Hishka, right? That was the one we saw in the psukim, yeah? The Hishka V'ach Yashka, and then it says, and afterwards she should be Yashka. I think about Tashka, my thing, yeah? The Hishka Basra, and the last Hishka. Okay? Now, I understand. I think I made a mistake on the thing. So if you look at that, the thing we looked. Can you get up on your phone and just show it to him?
It's just show him.
No, but it's sometimes too much. Yeah, and the first one, let's just recap. The first one sounds like she drinks before the mincha, and the second two sound like she drink after the mincha. So now we're gonna, it's very straightforward. It's just 1, 2, 3 over here. Yeah, we're just gonna go 1, 2, 3. So here, number one, Rabbanan Savri for Hishke Kama. The first Hishke is Lugufo, is for itself. Meaning, Shemashka, first you give it a drink, Va'achakach Machriv Es Minchasa, and then you bring a Mincha. Okay? Number two, Va'achayashka, what's that for? Yeah? Mi boile, we needed it for lusha rishumo nika. Right? That it's the ink is still visible, meaning that we said you gotta re-erase it. You gotta erase it again. Means acha yashke means after you've erased it a second time. Now the third one, the hishka.
The first time she drank it wasn't ink in water.
Going back to your original thing, it wasn't erased properly. We're talking about the Megillah being erased.
Yeah, you know, she drank and the Megillah wasn't erased properly. She has to drink again.
Yes.
After the erased properly.
Yes. The Hishka Basra and the last Hishka, She'im Nimchka Megillah, if it was erased the Megillah, V'oimeres Eini Shoisa, and she says, I'm not drinking, Ma'arin Oisa, you pour it, Mashka Oisa, Balkorcha. Okay, now Rabbi Shimon, we're just going to do the same thing as well. We're going back to number one, right? Sova, oh, no, sorry, number two. It says, first of all, you should know, V'acha Yashka, that was the second Posuk. Yeah, is lagufoi. That's needed for mean itself, meaning that's the Seder. First you bring the mincha and then you drink. Yeah, I mean va'acha yashka. Va'acha the mincha, you yashka. You give it to drink. Shema, as you can say, Shemakreves mincha so, va'acha chach mashka. Now, v'hishka kama, what's v'hishka kama? She'im hishka, oh, so this is a new concept. Right, which was mentioned in the Mishnah, but actually though, this is where he learns she'im hishka in the event that he gave her to drink first, and afterward he gave the mincha, meaning he did it wrong, is kasher b'di'avad. Now, and the last one, the hishka basra, the last hishka, is she'im nimchacha megillah, and if it was erased the megillah, yeah, v'omra eini shoisa, and she says I'm not going to drink, ma'ori noisa, you pour it. Right, or mashkin oisa, and you give us a drink, bal korcha.
So he doesn't help with this Rabbi Shuma.
Look, no, good, Gil, you're doing well, but let's first finish off first. The Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan, what did they disagree with Rabbi Shimon? Because Bidi Evad, right, because Rabbi Shimon said the first posset mentioned in the Torah is Bidi Evad. It says, and Bidi Evad, if you did it wrong, yeah, this is the halakha. So they're always saying that, you don't do that. You say, how do you do it right? Yeah, and then if you did it wrong, you say, okay, it's okay. But so the Rabbanan say, Rabbanan bidi evad lo pasach gra. We're stopping here.